This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you want to get an electric car, but you don't have a driveway outside your house, charging is a bit of a problem. You can go for the paid charging stations, but that's far more expensive. So in this country, are there any solutions to overcome this? What's been done elsewhere? The motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Indo, Ger Herbert, is here to run us through the possibilities. Ger, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
If you don't have a charging station in your house, if you're just relying on paying for it, is that cheaper than just having a petrol car?
No, it's actually really, really expensive. And I mean, it's actually so expensive, I often say to people, I really don't advise people, if they don't have access to a home charger, to buy an EV. And it's for two reasons. Number one, it's the convenience of being able to charge at home. That's the whole point of having an electric car, that you have that convenience. But it's also the cost factor, because most electric rates at night, sort of the night rate they do, they have a really, really cheap rate. It's sort of from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And most EV owners would kind of top up their car every night within those sort of few hours, and you could be paying as low as 10 cents per kilowatt. Now, if you go to the public chargers, you're going to be paying at least about over 50 cents anyway. You could be paying over 60, depending if it's a fast charger. So it is considerably more expensive.
Right. OK. And so therefore, pretty much not worth your while to do it on that basis. Has anything been done in Ireland so far, or are we still at the stage of looking at it forms of on-street charging?
No, the annoying thing is there's loads of solutions out there, and they're being developed elsewhere, typical Ireland. And we're talking about it. We have acknowledged the problem. It's an issue. The Department of Transport know that. I mean, the UK rate estimate that there's about 40% of all houses in the UK do not have driveways. Now, we don't have exact figures here in Ireland, but I'd imagine it's 30 to 40%. I can't see why it would be much different, which means you have a whole cohort of people who really are being excluded, are being penalised, basically, because even if they buy an EV, they're not benefiting from those really, you know, low charging rates that other people are. So there are solutions out there, but there's, as I said, they're talking about it in Ireland. They know they're out there. There's various different trials are supposed to be happening. But people who are living in apartment blocks or in terraced houses at the moment are not being served particularly well with EVs.
Yeah. Now, and certainly in the terraced house example, all the worries, I suppose, is people are tripping over wires and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, suing and et cetera, et cetera. Tell us about this, the home gully model. This is in Bromley in the UK.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, obviously, as you say, the solution is to kind of, if you can bury the cables or hide the cables in such a way, because if you don't and you run them across the pavement, they're a huge trip hazard. And also, you don't own the pavement, so you can't be running cables across them. So basically, in Bromley, what they've done is they have, you can apply to the council, who come out and survey your property. And if it's deemed kind of a suitable property, what they do is they cut a channel across the width of the pavement, right? So you can run your cables from your home charger to your car. And there's a little kind of lid at the top of it, that a flap that goes down, it's metal, and it goes flush with the pavement, and you can lock it. So it's perfectly flush. So there's no cables, no nothing. So you can charge your car. People can walk across it, whatever, if they're in wheelchairs, if they have prams, they won't even notice the difference. And therefore you're availing of your home charging rate without having, you know, a driveway. So this is one of the ways that it's working over there. Now, it costs in the UK about £800 just to get this in, and then you still have to pay for the home charger.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. And presumably you're going to your local authority. You have to come along and do this work to cut the groove.
Yeah, which is probably a good way to do it, because if you think about it, one thing you don't want is you don't want people having their own version of this. You kind of need to standardize it. So the fact that it's run through the council is probably a good idea. So that's how it works there. Now, another similar thing is one being done by Trojan Energy. And basically what they do is they give you a virtual driveway. So they what they do is they bury the charger actually in the pavement, and you can open a flap and put your plug in. So it's a similar enough idea, but it's kind of close to where your car is. And this is actually linked then to your own electricity supply. The interesting thing about this is they can actually link it to other electricity supplies, so you could kind of share it with a few houses.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial, because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
All right. Okay. That's an interesting. Does that sound like even more work, though, to install it into the footpath and all that?
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, they all take work. You know, so I mean, but I mean, in the end of the day, what you're trying to do is build in that convenience that I suppose the home charger does. So, you know, you're going to have to accept some issues. Now, there's another one that's done by a German company called Rheinmetall, and they basically take out a part of the curb and they replace it with a charger. And this is an interesting one because this is a public charger. So you could avail of it outside your own front door if you had a terraced house, but other people can as well. So you literally drive up beside it. You get a card that you wave in front of it, like a Q code. And then you open the flap and you can charge directly there. And again, so that's not really dealing with the cost aspect. It's just dealing with the convenience aspect because it's more of a public charger.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are various different ways that you can do it, but it does need to be addressed because, I mean, if it turns out that we have 40%, the same as the UK, of people who don't have chargers, they're excluded from buying EVs. So, yeah. You know, it is something we need to do something about.
Yeah. No, and would they not put them in lampposts? Am I being stupid? There's electricity there, so...
Yep, that's another thing that is quite popular in Holland. That's where they have that solution in Norway as well. So that makes perfect sense. And what they are basically slow charging. So they're designed for like overnight for a long time. And it's basically a small little EV charger that's built in to the lamppost or mounted on the lamppost. And again, you just park up beside it and you plug in overnight. I suppose the only problem with any of these, Sean, is that you don't own the parking space in front of your house. So you're not always guaranteed to be able to avail of these things. And I suppose that is an issue. But at the same time, if there was lots of these, then it wouldn't really matter. You know, so if you didn't get a parking space outside your house, but there was a lamppost further up, you could use that. Or the Rheinmetall public charging thing, you could use that. So it's a matter, I suppose, of giving people as many options as possible.
Yeah, though I suppose what people want is they want to be able to charge off their own supply and because it's the cheapest rate going. That's not going to be in considerable consideration for them, I would have thought. If you're living in an apartment, though, what options are there?
Yeah, again, I mean, this is one of the plans in Ireland is to have these kind of hubs in charging stations, either just down the road from where you live. So you could drive down somewhere and maybe share sort of communal charging points that would be very affordable, or in a car park. If you have car space, a lot of the apartment blocks might have underground parking that you could put in two or three charging ports. Again, this does happen in some apartment blocks and you can book them. So you might get access to them on a Tuesday and a Thursday or something, and therefore you can avail again of a cheap enough rate. But nothing really at the moment is out there that will actually replicate the kind of convenience and the kind of affordability you get from a home charger, except the likes of the Trojan Energy One, where you're actually, you know, you're tapping into your own electricity supply, or the Gully system where you're actually running the chargers. So that's really the key thing, is how do you get it to be comparable to a rate that people with a home charger are paying, because that's where the real saving is.
Yeah. Do you always need a plug to charge? You know the way you can charge a mobile phone by just popping it on top of something? There's no equivalent for that for cars, is there?
There is. There's a few of those being trialled at the moment, kind of induction charging, basically that you drive your car over something and that would charge, but nothing on sort of, you know, mainstream or large scale. But I mean... in theory, yes, you could do that. You could just drive over some sort of a pad and it would charge your car overnight.
And of course, we're talking about it and we're thinking about it. Are there any indications, do you think, Joe, when we might get to the end of the talking and thinking stage?
No, we're still at the thinking stage. I'm afraid, Sean. So if you're thinking of buying an EV, just bear that in mind, that we're still thinking. I mean, if I was buying an EV and I didn't have a home charger, I'd definitely be looking at charging at work as a kind of a stopgap for the moment. But yeah, we're still unfortunately at the thinking stage in Ireland. Great plans, great thoughts, have acknowledged the issue. It's always good to acknowledge these problems, mm-hmm. but not quite at the solution stage.
Yeah, I feel your pain. I'm just not going to do anything about it. Jared, thanks a million. As ever, that was Geraldine Herbert there, motoring editor and columnist with the Sunday Independent. Brian says, my cousins live in Mount Merion. It took the council 4 years to cut down a rotten tree outside their house. I wouldn't be holding me breath for a charger in the pavement. Garrett says, for my apartment, my plan is adding a charger in the main private parking area, but that it's also open to others to use it. They can pay by card on the charger. The AGM is coming and it's on the docket for a vote. Good for you, Garrett. Be interested to hear how that goes. And someone else says, I read that the Dutch were installing 5 chargers on each lamppost. Most streets have them and the electrical cables are already installed. Well, as you heard Joe Herbert there say, that is increasingly the case in Holland. It's one solution out of, I imagine, probably several solutions we'll need.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.